Hello, it's the 12th of September. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Over the weekend, Bedfordshire continued to express its sorrow at the death of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, while preparing for change, welcoming a new monarch in Charles III. Flags were lowered at half-mast for county government buildings, also private businesses and residents displaying a flag. The borough councils of Bedford, Central Bedfordshire and Luton invited the residents of its respective regions to attend area proclamations announcing the new king yesterday. Both Central Bedfordshire and Bedford Borough ceremonies were presented in Bedford's Harper Square. Lady Jane Clifford, the High Sheriff of Bedfordshire, along with Susan Luzadea, the Lord Lieutenant, made the official county proclamation, followed locally by Mayor Dave Hodson. Mayor of Luton, Serena Salim, also hosted an event on the steps of the Luton Town Hall. Bedfordshire is ranked 9th in the country with as many as 400 modern-day slaves identified across the county. As many as 109 were under the age of 17. The figures for 2021 were provided by the Home Office. A build-to-rent residential development has been proposed for the corner of Midland Road and Greyfriars in Bedford. Castle Cap Investments and related associates made the presentation to the Housing Committee of Bedford Borough, which would affect 2 to 30 Greyfriars and 70 to 87 Midland Road. The consortium aims to remove functional obsolescent buildings in the town centre. With the help of Black Ridge Distillery at Luton Hoo, Steve Scutt's Green Genie Spirit beverage became a reality. His experiences in the Far East sampling unique botanical ingredients resulted in special blends of green tea infusions with vodka or gin. That's all for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.